This is the brief on GLP-1 weight loss drugs and public budgets. These highly effective medications, think blockbusters like Ozempic, are literally blowing up local government budgets, forcing towns to choose between employee health coverage and essential public services. First, let's look at the staggering financial hit. It's a total budgetary black hole. North Carolina's state health plan watched their GLP-1 bill explode to over $14 million a month, threatening premium hikes for everyone. Meanwhile, Hoboken, New Jersey, is spending 15% of its health fund on these drugs, actually delaying them from buying new fire engines. So, are they really saving us money? Well, an MIT study found they only save about $3,000 a year in medical costs, but cost a massive $15,000 to prescribe. Second, we're seeing a strict coverage crackdown. This financial strain is triggering drastic cuts. North Carolina just froze out new users to save $100 million. Joplin, Missouri, stared down a 12% cost jump to add coverage, and Suffolk County, New York, might drop coverage entirely just to dodge a $26 million bill. Finally, this whole situation sparks a serious ethical clash. Unions, like the Boston Teachers Union, argue that access prevents long-term diseases. But here's the ultimate dilemma. How do we balance an employee's right to life-changing medicine with a city's need to keep the fire trucks running? Dropping coverage simply punishes lower-income workers who can't afford $1,000 out of pocket every single month. While GLP-1s are undeniable medical marvels, their astronomical price tags are creating a completely unsustainable financial crisis for the public employers footing the bill.